No. 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 No! Where the fuck is it? Excuse me, Rumi? Hey, did you finish my eggnog? Well, yeah, Shannon bought it, but it was kind of for me, as an early Christmas present. 'Cause she's away all week with her boyfriend's family, so she won't be here when we open her gifts. And since it's Christmas Eve, all the stores are gonna be closed in this stupid small town tomorrow, which means I'll have to go 2 days without having a glass. Okay, I get that you two have been best friends for like ever, but still, you could have asked me, and yes, it is important, because, do you know why I moved in with you two at the end of the summer? Yeah, because of her. But how much do you know about Shannon's job? She's a social worker, yeah, but she specializes in addiction. And she works at a really great program here that I joined after I got out of rehab. No, I'm not a drug addict. Fine, I'll tell you. I'm a sex addict. Since the program is closed for the holidays, I needed something to keep me grounded, so that's why she bought me a carton of eggnog. Kind of like how smokers will replace their addiction with a less destructive habit, like chewing gum, you know? And since tomorrow's a special occasion, I was gonna make it extra rich and creamy and syrupy to celebrate, and now we're out. Oh, God, what am I gonna do? Coping mechanism? This was my coping mechanism. Your roommate was my coping mechanism. She helped me through so many bad nights where all I wanted to do was touch my pussy or look at porn or look at you. How much did she tell you about me? Fragile. Oh, thanks, Shannon. Yeah, give her some space is one way to put it. Do you want to know what she told me about you? Don't touch the cute guy in the room next door. That's what she said. Why? Because she knows that if I relapsed, if I fell back into my old habits of masturbating all the time, thinking about getting my pussy filled, of sucking every cock I could get my hands on until they sprayed hot cum down my throat, if I relapsed, I could have you if I really wanted. I ignored it every time I caught you staring at my ass, or when you'd sneak away to your room trying to hide your boner after our movie nights. I've been so, so good all year. But now that you drank my eggnog, I don't have a replacement for that sweet, gooey, tasty liquid I'm addicted to. Which means the only way I can get it is from you. And I don't think you'd stop me if I put my knee in between your legs, right up against your crotch, and lean down, and... you taste so good. This is what I've been craving. The sweet... shy guy next door looking up at me from his creaky desk chair, straining toward my pretty lips so he can. Make out with me, Rumi. Yeah, show me how much you wanted this. What Shannon doesn't know is that I'm not just going to stand there until you come on to me like other girls would. I'm gonna take what I want. And right now, I want to punish you. Yeah. Don't look at me with those puppy dog eyes like you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't just drink my eggnog and get away without giving me yours that easily. Uh-huh. This is really all your fault. So you're gonna sit on the floor obediently while I grind my pussy into your pleading, needy face. And if you can make me come before you drown in my juices, I'll drain those balls just the way you like it. Now, sit still while I unzip my pants. Peel them down around that ass you love so much. And show you, oh, you're speechless. Don't tell me it's been so long you forgot what a pussy looks like. Or maybe your mouth's just watering too much to talk. Here, I'll spread myself open so you can see. Stick out your tongue. Good boy. Like you're stranded in the desert and my cunt is the first proper drink you've had in weeks. Now lick. Yeah. Oh, work it. Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have to move a muscle. Not when I have a subby little plaything right here, willing to do anything I say. Feed my addiction, baby. Spoil me with that tongue. Yeah, fuck. You didn't even let me get my pants to my ankles. Grab my ass cheeks, baby. Grip them nice and tight. Yeah, pull yourself all the way in while I rub my clit. Good boy. Let me stroke your hair. You're doing so good. Are you gonna make me come? Yeah? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you are. Oh, I'm gonna grind on your face. Pull you into me. Drag my crotch right over you. Ah, yeah. You're mine now, aren't you? Keep that tongue out, baby. Keep that tongue out while I soak you with my juices. Just like that. You don't even care if you get messy. Just let that spit and pre-cum dribble down your chin. Fuck. I'm getting close. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your face. Yeah, just take it. Yeah, squeeze my thighs. He likes it. Rumi likes being my little sex toy. Fuck. Yes. I'm already so close. I'm. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yes. Fuck, make me come with that cute face. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck. Fuck. I haven't come that heart in so long. I almost forgot how fucking good this feels to just give in. Oh, can you believe Shannon didn't want us hooking up? We could have been having steamy makeout sessions and getting each other off for months if it weren't for her denying me, denying you. It's not fair. It's not fair for her to keep you from me. No. 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 Fuck. I need to suck your cock before I start getting pissed. Come on. Where do you think I'm going? To her room. I'm gonna give you the best fucking blowjob you've ever had. Right on top of her bed. No? You don't want to? I think you do. I think you're gonna do whatever I say. Because I can just start sucking on my finger. Like this. And you'll start imagining how good it would feel if it were your cock instead. Come on, roomie. There you go. Don't think about it. Just kiss me. Isn't that what you like? Maybe you'd like it more on your cock instead. Yeah? Then take your clothes off. Take your clothes off and get on the bed. Yeah. Lie back and I'll nestle myself right between your thighs so I can take care of you. Because there's only one thing I like more than a weak, subby boy getting me off. It's making him come in someone else's bed. What? I'm an addict, remember? I can't help myself. Something about seeing that picture on the nightstand. Of her boyfriend. And her hugging. Makes me want to get back at her. Just a little. This isn't that bad, is it? If it's really so bad. Then why do I look so fucking hot blowing you? Why are you moaning and whimpering for me? As I lick. And suck. So tight on your cock. Bobbing my pretty mouth up and down while I look at you. Ooh, I need it, baby. Oh yeah, I need your cum. Wanna feel all of it shooting down my throat. If you spill any, she'll find out, and that would be bad. So I want every last drop. Yeah, grab my hair. Both hands. Push me down. Oh, I want to taste it. Slurp it up. I need my fix. I need it. Give it to me. Come for me, Rumi. Down my throat. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, come for me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, give me that cum. Oh. Oh, good. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. That was so much better than eggnog. Oh, fuck. And every time I make you come, I get more of it. And I always want more. I want to fuck you so many times we forget to open our presents tomorrow. You'll do that for me, won't you? Yeah. This is gonna be the best Christmas ever. When you see your parents tomorrow, make sure you think about me when you tell them you're not seeing anyone, okay? 'Cause when you get back, I'll be waiting.